Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Thursday, January 13th, 2022. Today he is talking about the essential nature of our individual spiritual paths. Your presence on earth at this moment is not a chance accident or occurrence. 2021 was a year of stuff arising for most people on planet Earth, and 2022 will be the year in which it all falls away. The human collective, every human presently incarnate on Earth, made enormous progress during the year that has just ended in acknowledging, thanking, and releasing old karmic stuff that has been weighing them down for a long time. Now, as they begin to feel much lighter and far more positive about life, they will find themselves uncovering reasons for joy every day in their daily lives. Doing just this, finding a little bit of joy each day, raises your own energy levels and increases the intensity of the love flow across the planet, the life force that vitalizes every living form. Love is the energy, the power, the potential that enlivens the world of form and matter, and there is never any lack because it is always abundantly present. To be depressed, a state that many experience at times, or seemingly constantly, is to partially close yourselves off from it, whereas to be enthusiastic about life is to open yourselves to it. You do have a choice in this. So if it seems to you that you do not, then go within to your holy inner sanctuary and visit with your support team in the spiritual realms. You all have a spiritual support team permanently alert and waiting for you to choose to connect with them, and ask them for help. Then listen. Your egos always have expectations which are seldom helpful. Listening patiently and quietly without egoic expectations is the key. Then trust. You will receive an answer, a message, or an intuitive knowing that is totally appropriate, although it may be not what you expected to receive. So do not rush to dismiss it. Just let it settle gently within you, and come back to review it later. Whenever you go within to your holy inner space, and you need to do this at least once daily, make a point of bringing to mind something for which you are grateful. Everyone, without exception, has something, most probably many things, for which to be grateful, and do not allow yourselves to focus your attention on aspects of your life or of the world outside that displease you. Many of you experience an almost constant stream of thoughts about what you dislike or what you believe prevents you from being happy and content. Dismiss those thoughts or choose not to focus on them, and instead remind yourselves, "Here I am, an immortal being, a child of God, who is eternally and infinitely loved by her, no matter what feelings of guilt, shame, or unworthiness I may be clinging to and which I need to release." Just reminding yourselves of this divine truth about yourselves should raise your spirits and facilitate your ability to remember an aspect of yourselves in which you truly are of loving service in the world. Everyone presently in human form on Earth chose to be here because they wished to serve humanity during the collective awakening process. Every one of you is in service to the collective just by being and by intending to be a loving presence in every moment of your earthly existence. It may seem to you that you are not doing anything of value with your life, but I assure you that your presence on Earth right now is essential. You may well be getting no sense of this, no positive feedback of any kind at all. Nevertheless, I repeat, your presence here now is essential. Trust that you planned your present life, mightily assisted by your spiritual support team, with great love and wisdom, because you knew that what you had to offer to humanity's awakening process was indispensable and could only be offered by you. Each day set the intent to be only loving, to demonstrate love in action just by being present and aware wherever you are. In the supermarket checkout line, interacting with your employees or business associates, filling the car with gas, walking down the street, and loving all those with whom you interact in even the smallest way during those wonderful opportunities that arise daily to allow you to share and extend love. That is why you are precisely where you are right now. Your presence on earth at this moment is not a chance, accident, or occurrence. It is the divine will unfolding perfectly. And it is also your will unfolding. The intentional plan you designed and put into effect by incarnating. If you cannot see any spiritual purpose in how your life is unfolding, then, as I suggested above, go within and ask for guidance. You will always be answered promptly and lovingly because you are always heard. The life that you have been experiencing up to this moment and which you are now continuing to live is the one you planned before incarnating. It can very likely seem to you to have no clear spiritual manifestation because it seems to you to be just more of the same old stuff. So just remind yourself that releasing that stuff is a major aspect of your pre-incarnational life plan. At the very moment that you were born, you were immediately placed upon your perfectly designed life path. However, you were initially in a state of forgetfulness to allow you to grow from infancy into mature adulthood, and you had planned that at some point during that process you would start to become aware that your human life does have a spiritual purpose. You are most definitely now following that path which is absolutely perfect for you. It just may be that once you started to become aware of the possibility of this being the case, you were hoping and expecting it to be rather more interesting, important, or dramatic than what you are experiencing right now. That is your ego attempting to distract you by persuading you that you have something far more important to do. Perhaps by drawing your attention to other wise and deeply spiritual gurus, and that you should continue to seek it out, thus demonstrating to others how seriously spiritual you are. It can be a very effective distraction, as it encourages you to seek publicity through your words and actions, when in fact, just by being yourselves, without adding any bells or whistles, and allowing love to flow freely through you, you are living your essential and most holy purpose quite perfectly. Be you. There is no one else you can be. And give thanks for your magnificent and divine purpose as a human on earth now, brilliantly and beautifully assisting in the collective awakening process. That is why you are precisely where you are. So do not accept any of the utterly invalid arguments or negative self-judgments with which your egos may present you, as they urgently seek for you the distractions and drama with which they imagine spiritual significance will provide. You are way beyond the nonsense of being spiritually significant. You are an absolutely perfect divine being, eternally at one with Source. When you awaken into full awareness of this sacrosanct truth, as you will once more recognize and delight in the wonder of who you truly are, as all doubts and negative self-judgments just dissolve. With so very much love, Saul.